Oh Lord, be good. Rid of this mortal life. Just when he felt that he accomplished his ministry and the greatest task for him was to form, to start the world order of Baha'u'llah and the Universal House of Justice. Friends, the beloved Shoghi Effendi, I tell you, he would not have passed before he accomplished his assignment from God. Else he would not have passed. So, although we are heartbroken with the passing of the beloved Shoghi Effendi, and only time can remedy, but we have his guidance the same way with Abdul Baha, Baha'u'llah, and the Bab. And the Universal House of Justice, that infallible body, they quote all the time from his writings, the Guardian's writing, from the central figures of the faith. So that he is with us, always in spirit. Friends, he is now in the Abha kingdom, and he is my witness. If I feel any minute that he is no longer with us, that would be the end of my life. We all feel his closeness to all of us. So that we have his guidance. I don't know really how to start. I'm so excited. I was in 1957, the beloved Shoghi Effendi gave me an assignment to come to America and to visit the friends here also in Central America. And I think that that was my assignment to be at the convention in Panama for their National Spiritual Assembly. They had a regional National Assembly that was split to different. And now we have in all Central America and South America, I can't tell you from memory how many, 21, 27 National Spiritual Assemblies in the Western Hemisphere. That the beloved Shoghi Effendi, he was so happy when he mentioned that. There was something in his lips that I have repeatedly shared with the friends, so that many friends, they know it from memory. And that was his beautiful word. You can memorize. Baby in it. That means look and see. Behold the bounties of Baha'u'llah. Once in a while he said, baby in it. What has happened in the world? He said, see, baby in it for you, Zawt Elaw Hira. See the bounties of Baha'u'llah. In all Central and South America, in Latin Americas, during the lifetime of Abdul Baha, there was only one pioneer, House Apple. She passed on. But she was there at the dedication of the House of Worship in Panama. He mentioned that. He said, in all these Latin America, there is only one pioneer. And then he said, Bebinit, behold what has happened. And now, I don't know what would he say in the Abha kingdom. Bebinit, what has Baha'u'llah done through the sacrifice of his beloved guardian and the efforts of the beloved friends in all parts of the world? Well, I remember in Switzerland, I shared this with Miss Little, who was a pioneer there, a wonderful lady. I think I should mention the name of some of the pioneers of the hands and so forth this day. And she memorized this. The moment she went to the presence of the beloved Shobhu Yakandi, the moment she arrived with a gesture, he said to the beloved Shobhu Yakandi, "Buried it." The beloved guardian smiled and he said, "I know who told you." Friends, I was in going back from America on this trip, this assignment that I had, and I thought that I finished my assignment. It took a long time until we were there with the family. Well, my wife is here, the children. And I tell you, when I look at the beautiful faces of the Tuer family, that for going to America, we thought that many people, the friends, could go to all these conferences. But the beloved Shobhu Yakandi advised that going on teaching trips had priority. So that I wrote to the friends in Iraq and other places who were preparing to go to these conferences, and of course they stopped going and they started teaching. That was during the Nowruz. And we didn't know this. We had packed our suitcases to go and we said to the friends goodbye and we were going. When this message reached from the beloved Shobhu Yakandi that teaching for the friends had priority. So I mentioned to my wife and children that since this is the desire of the beloved Shobhu Yakandi, we rather not go. We unpacked our suitcases. And then I had my assignment to go. The following day, a cable reached from the beloved Shobhu Yakandi, in which he said, "Wife and children are permitted to accompany you." Again, we made our suitcases and went to this trip. Even he told us, he instructed me how long to stay in Beirut. For 2 weeks he gave. And then he said 2 weeks in Beirut, and just before he passed on, he gave me another assignment to go back to Beirut. Anyhow, we were in Switzerland on our way to Tehran. Everything was arranged. We had on the verge of going, a cable reached from the beloved Shobhu Yakandi, in which he was so kind to tell me, "Now start to visit the friends in Scandinavian countries and Benelux countries." Then we went to different directions, the children and Davidov, they went to Tehran, and I went to Europe and Scandinavian countries. It was very close to the time to the passing of the beloved Shobhu Yakandi. And he was so kind to me. Had I not received that cable, I would have been deprived to be at his funeral in England. And he made my itinerary. Can you believe it? He gave me assignment to be at the dedication of the Hazire Baha'i Center in Luxembourg, which was just 1 day before his passing. So I couldn't change. Even if I liked to change it, I could not, because it had to end there. And then in the cable, I have all these cables. He puts a stop. STOP separates, in which the guardian said, "And visit Beirut, and how to say and whom to meet and how to speak." Yes, in that cable the beloved Shobhu Yakandi says, "Speak strongly." Well, I had that assignment, which was fulfilled after the passing of the guardian. The itinerary was made by him. When I was in Europe, I was so tired. I looked miserable. The friends could not come to me. And I had a dream in Belgium that the greatest holy name fell down on the floor. And the funeral of the beloved Chovy Effendi I had in my dream. I couldn't understand. I thought that perhaps, I said, Samandari, who is loved by everybody, is going to pass. But then I didn't sleep during the nights in the hotels. The neighboring rooms, they complained to the hotel manager, and they asked him to change my room. I couldn't sleep. I cried until we found what was the significance. The passing of the beloved Chovy, I was so grateful to him that because of his direction, I could be there at the funeral, at his funeral. Friends, yesterday the beloved hand of the cause, Mr. Vaqa, told you about the tablet of centenary of the beloved Chovy Effendi. I was explaining to the friends that the style of his writing is unique. Who in the whole world could write like him? If you bring all the poets, the writers in Persia who are so proud of their literature, I tell you, they cannot compose half a sentence that the Guardian wrote in Persia. In all his messages, the centenary tablet, just like God Passes By. You know English, the English style in God Passes By. One of the scholars of the faith, Eshraq Havari, who is known to the Baha'is of the world, and the beloved Chovy Effendi, I read somewhere, but I can't give you the reference, he called him the philosopher, the Eastern philosopher of the cause. He was very learned. He has written two books, thick books, just explaining every word of that tablet of the beloved Chovy Effendi, references made. We had another Baha'i, Fazel-e Tehrani, who was very learned, and descendant of Sheikh Abdul Hussein. This is the miracle of the faith. Sheikh Abdul Hussein, who was responsible for the exile of Baha'u'llah from Baghdad, the bitterest enemy of the faith from his family, his grandson, became a wonderful Baha'i, Fazel-e Tehrani, and a prominent Baha'i teacher. And when he read this tablet of the Guardian and the style, he cried and he said, so far we knew the Guardian through the will and testament of Abdul Baha. But from now on, I know him because of his writing. Where did he learn his Persian and English and Arabic? He'd never been in Persia. I was telling the friends that in Baghdad, in Toeb's family, who are now here, they had a beautiful mansion, very aristocratic. A great man, would be prime minister of the country, came to see them. And we were all sitting. He started, he had the whole meeting to him. He spoke half an hour or more. And then after he finished, he asked Janab Dawood Toeb, the head of this family, to introduce everyone. And when Mr. Toeb started to introduce each one, it reached to a Baha'i scholar, Haj Ahmad Hamdi. I think we should mention the name of these wonderful souls. He was secretary of the Muslim leagues in all Arabia. That kind of a scholar, his eloquence, his knowledge. And then, when it reached to introduce him, Mr. Toyeb said, "This is Haji Ahmad Hamdi." And this man, this great person, turned to Mr. Toyeb and said, "You have insulted me. Why didn't you say first that Haji Ahmad is here? He's the ocean of knowledge, and in his presence I should have kept silence. I should not have opened my lips." That great man, when the tablet, these writings of the Guardian were chanted or he heard, he just became so humble, tears ran on his face, and he said, "Where did the Guardian learn this Arabic?" The man who was well known in all Arabia now became a Baha'i, and he was so impressed. That was in your home. We had amongst the non-Baha'is, custodian of the mosque of Sepah Salar, which is the greatest mosque in Tehran, the mosque and the school. The Shah of Persia is custodian. He was acting for the Shah. I don't mention his name just in order to avoid anything for the family or if he's alive. He attended the presence of the Guardian, and coming back to Persia, to Tehran, he sent a message to the National Assembly that he wanted to meet some of the Baha'is just to express his gratitude to the beloved Chowdhury Effendi that he had the bounty to be in his presence. So he was invited. That great mullah, well known. And when he came and the National Assembly arranged for a meeting, he told us about the beloved Chowdhury Effendi, and he said, "I don't know, where did he learn Persia? He never been in Persia." And he spoke about the gardens of the holy shrine of the Bab. He said, "If you employ 100 gardeners, they cannot make such a beautiful job that the beloved Chowdhury Effendi has done only with 2 gardeners." This was his amazing. And after this, he said, "I haven't heard any of the writings of the beloved Guardian. Have you any?" We had that centenary tablet. And when it was recited, it was chanted, he became so humble, this great mullah, the greatest. And then he said, "Oh God, my God, this is the style of Ali, the Imam Ali. I can't see any difference." And the words that he said, I put it down, and it was mentioned to the Guardian, reported to him. He said, "The owner, the one who wrote these passages, has ilm ladunni, has innate knowledge from God." That was his expression about the Guardian. Another one, the writer, newspaper man, in a meeting in the court of the Shah, the members were there, and some of the writers, some of the ministers in the cabinet. The man came and they asked him to speak about his trip. He said, "The thing that I can share with you is that I've been in the presence of the Guardian, Chowdhury Effendi." And then he said, "Just imagine Sa'di, like Shakespeare to the British and English people." He said, "I just could see, and you can see that Sa'di was sitting there and speaking with that eloquence." That was his expression about the beloved Chowdhury Effendi. And the dean of the University of Literature, in Persian literature, again I don't mention his name, he announced in the university that if there was one person in the whole world to write good Persian, it's Chowdhury Effendi. Through through his messages and through that knowledge that this mullah said, the innate knowledge of the guardian, we have all these writings of the guardian and the guidance until